要给你们祝福的名义，但是我非常高兴能够真实能够见到你们的面。
So as I said, we'll be in Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 to 9 this morning.
今天我们会看腓立比书第四章一到九节。
So let's do this. Let's go ahead and read Philippians 4, 1 through 9, and then we'll pray and jump right into the message.
我们来这样做，我们一起来读四章一到九节，然后我们来祷告。我所亲爱所思想的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的稳。我劝有阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心。我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有哥利勉，并其余和我一同做工的，她们的名字都在生命册上。你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡事真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有伟名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Let me go ahead and read it in English also. Verse 1 says, Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved.I entreat Yodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you so much for this morning that you've given to us.
亲爱的天父，感谢你给我们今天美好的早晨。
Thank you for the opportunity that we have to look at your word.
感谢你给我们这个机会来一起读你的话语。
Lord, we ask that you would guide our hearts and our thoughts and our attention, Lord, as we look at your scripture.
主啊，祷告，请你带领我们的心思意念和我们的话语，我们一起来思想你的话语。
And Lord, help us to walk away today not being changed by anything that I have to say, Lord, but what your word says.
主啊，请你保守我们，让我们今天离开这里的时候，不是因为我讲了什么让大家有所改变，而是因为你的话语让我们心思意念产生改变。
We ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen.
All right, as we think about our lives, every one of us has a lot of problems.
让我们看我们自己的生命的时候，我们知道每一个人，我们在生命中都有很多问题。
We have a lot of difficulty, pain, disappointment, uncertainty, rejection.
我们会遇到很多的困难，遇到很多失望，遇到很多的不定，遇到很多的各种各样的挑战。
And as we look around us today, we see a lot of difficulty and we see a lot of chaos.
我们今天看看我们周遭，我们会看到很多的困难，看到很多的那种混乱。
So none of us are immune to hurt.
我们每个人呢都不会说对于这些伤害我们的能够免疫。
And as Christians, we wonder how we're supposed to live in the midst of so much pain and difficulty.
让我们作为基督徒的时候，我们会想，在这样的一个混乱中，我们这么多困难中，我们怎样去活出基督徒的生命？
Just thinking about all the brokenness in our life and in the world leaves us, I think, even more discouraged and even more confused.
也就是看我们自己生命中的破碎，再看周围的周遭的混乱，让我们心里面更加的有一些挫败感。
And I believe that the Apostle Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is going to help us this morning and give us some instruction how we are to live in this world.
使徒保罗通过他的书信借着圣灵今天早上教导我们在这一切中我们怎样的生活。
See, Paul has been writing this letter, the Philippians, to a good church at Philippi.
保罗是这篇书信是写给一个非常好的在腓立比这个地方的教会。
Some would argue that this was Paul's favorite church.
这个有些人会讲这是保罗最心爱的一个教会。
I mean, this was like the church that didn't really give him problems, unlike many of the others who he always had to like correct big issues, not so much at Philippi.
这个教会呢没有给保罗什么问题不像有些其他教会经常会给他一些挑战这个教会是他的真心的喜爱的一个教会。
And he loves and cares for them, and this love and care is mutual, they also to him.
他爱他们他关心他们而这种爱和关心和这教会之间是互相的这教会也同样的爱和关心他。
They were regular supporters of Paul, and they would often send him gifts, sometimes when no one else would.
这个教会一直在支持保罗他经常会在别人没有关注他没有照管他的时候会经常给保罗送上礼物。
And this is one reason that Paul is writing this letter is to actually thank them for a gift that they had sent to him while he is in prison, which is his current situation.
这也是保罗是写的这封书信给腓立比教会是要感谢他们给他所有的支持当时是保罗正在狱中。
So they were a good church, but not a perfect church.
这是腓立比教会是一个非常好的教会但并不是一个完美的教会。
Because there are no perfect, there are no perfect churches because there are no perfect people.
因为这个世界上不存在完美的教会，因为不存在完美的人。
And where there are people, there are problems.
当有人群的地方，总是会有一些问题。
And as a church, they were facing difficulty also.
作为一个教会，他们也遇到一些问题。
You know, some of the difficulty they faced was from inside the church. We'll see in verses 2 and 3, there is some division.
他们遇到的教会呢是教会内部的一些问题一些纷争的问题
Earlier in Philippians we can see that there may have been some false teachers that were trying to infiltrate the church
在第四章在这个腓立比书的前几章我们也看到有一些假教师他们进到教会里面给一些假的教导
And I think as goes without saying they were living in a Roman colony that was a pagan colony they were against Christianity, basically.
他们当时的环境是住在这个罗马的这个殖民地里边，他们是受到迫害。
So here in Philippians 4:1-9, Paul is going to instruct the church how they are to live as Christians in this world.
在第四章一到九节，保罗教导腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹们怎样是在这个环境下去生活。
He doesn't want them to just survive, but to thrive. He wants them to live with joy.Even in the midst of great difficulty.
他不想让他们只在这种环境下去生存，而是让他们在这个真正的这个环境下能够充满喜乐的去活出基督徒的样式。
And as we start in verse 1, we see Paul's love and care for this church.
我们从第一章第一节看到保罗对教会的爱。
Sister Tina, for some reason this isn't working. That's fine. Could you go back a few slides?There we go. Perfect. Thank you. And so we can see right here in verse 1, we see his love and care just in the way that he addresses them.
我们从第一节看到他对腓立比教会弟兄姐妹们的爱和关心。
Look at this. We'll follow along with me in verse 1. It says, Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm, thus in the Lord, my beloved.
第一节讲到我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们你们就是我的喜乐。我的冠冕，我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的稳。
He calls them his brothers.
他管这些在腓立比教会的人群们，这些人叫他的弟兄。
He says that I love you and I long for you. He longs to be with them.
他讲到说，我爱你们，我非常渴望的去见你们。
So these are obviously people that he wants to be around.
他愿意和这些人一起相处。
He says that you're my joy and crown, or another way we could put that, they're like his pride and joy.
说你们是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。从另外一个角度说，就是说，他们这个腓立比教会的弟兄是他的喜乐，是他最心向往的。
As Christians and as a church, they've stayed faithful, they've stayed true to the gospel message.
作为基督徒，作为一个教会，他们是遵循主的教导。
But we see here this first word here in verse 1 says therefore.
在这个第一节讲到用的词用到所以。
So Paul is pointing back to what he had just said in the verses leading up to this.
这个是保罗是一直他前面所讲到的话。
And if you look at Philippians chapter 3 verses 20 and 21, I don't have it on the screen, but I'll go ahead and read it here.
在我们看第三章腓立比书第三章二十节和二十一节。
We'll see that Paul is reminding them of their true citizenship, that they are citizens of heaven.
这里边保罗在二十二十一节讲到提醒他们的身份，他们是天上的国民。
And he's also going to remind them of God's promise that he is going to return and to make everything right and to give them glorified bodies one day.
他也提醒大家，神的给他们的应许，就是说他会重新回来。
So verses 20 and 21 say this, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.
第三章二十二十一节讲到，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临，他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
So he is reminding them of their citizenship and of God's promise.
他提醒他们，他们是天国的国民，他们在主里边有这个应许。
But also the Apostle Paul recognizes that even though our citizenship is in heaven, we still live here in this broken world.
保罗也这时候也认识到提醒他们，虽然我们是天上的国民，但是我们在这世界上生活。
And we still face difficulty, and it still is hard to live the Christian life in this brokenness.
我们仍然面对困难，仍然面对我们生活中的破碎，非常艰难地过这个基督徒的生活。
And so Paul is going to give some instructions of how they are to live in this world.
所以保罗要给他们一些教导他们怎样在这个困难的社会中生活。
And I believe that if we would follow these principles, that it would change our lives, our churches, our families, our attitudes.
我也是真正的相信，如果我们遵循保罗给我们的教导，我们会在我们的生命中，在我们教会中，在我们人际关系中，我们家庭中，我们会有不一样的生活。
And if I could put a disclaimer, not that I'm putting a disclaimer on God's word.
我们这里边也许讲就是我们有一个声明声明我们是遵循神的话。
If I could put a disclaimer, I would ask that we do our best, including myself, to not filter this through a political idea.
我这里边是想有一个声明，就是说提醒我们大家，我们不要在看这些经文的时候，不要用我们带着政治眼光的一个眼罩来过滤这些话语。
I think we're really tempted, at least I know I am, to view things through like a certain lens.
我知道从我自己来讲，我经常会有这个趋势，就是看现在的很多事情通过一个特定的过滤镜。
So as we look at this, my goal and my prayer for myself is that we will look at this just biblically, just as God's word.
所以我对我自己提醒，就是我们在看这些话语的时候，我们真是就是从纯净的，就是从神的话语的角度来看。
So as we look at, as Paul is going to give some principles for how we are to live in this world.
保罗给我们一些在我们这个生命中生活的原则。
We see number one, the first principle is to stand firm in the Lord.
第一个原则就是坚守主，靠主，站立的稳。
Let's read verse 1 again. It says, therefore my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved.
我们再读一遍第一节，我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主，站立的稳。
We're reminded that as Christians, we are in union with Christ.
我们这里边再一次被提醒，作为基督徒，我们是与耶稣是同合一的。
That we are in Christ.
我们在耶稣基督里。
And this phrase, in Christ, is actually a common phrase that Paul uses throughout his letters.
这个在耶稣基督里是保罗在书信里边贯穿始终的一个思想。
One example is in Galatians 2:20, the Apostle Paul says this, I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
在加拉太书二章二十节，保罗写道：我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
So we are to live in Christ, just as you think of a fish that lives in water and needs that water, you can't live outside of it, or a plant that lives in the soil, we must live our lives in Christ.
我们必须在耶稣基督里生活，就像鱼离不开水，植物离不开土壤一样。
Put another way, we are to build our life in Christ.
我们要在耶稣基督里来建立我们的生活。
You know, he says stand firm, and there's a lot of things that I think we're tempted to build our lives on.
我们这是提醒，这里面提醒我们要在耶稣基督里要站立的稳。
You know, we're tempted to build our lives, I think, on our families, or our careers, or our finances, or our possessions, and the list can go on.
我们经常是在生命中容易被诱惑来建立我们的家庭，在其他的一些原则上面，比如说建立我们生命，比如像围绕我们的家庭。围绕我们的事业，围绕我们的成就和各种各样其他的一些方面。
I think as we can see even from the time we're living in now that those things can be they can be gone very quickly.
我们现在从现在的生命中，我们也可以看出，我们所依赖的这些不是基督的根基的事情，会在转眼间就会消失。
So、Paul says, "Stand firm, thus in the Lord."
所以保罗提醒我们，所以我们要靠主站立，站立的稳。
To build our life on Him.
在耶稣基督上来建立我们的生活。
To build on a firm foundation.
来建立我们坚实的基础。
Just think back to Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, where He gives the parable about the wise and the foolish man.
这里我们想到耶稣在登山宝训里面讲到的一些，一个是非常聪明和愚蠢的人的那个比较。
Say, don't be like that foolish man who's building their life on a shifting, always changing, unstable foundation.
他提醒我们不要像那个愚蠢的人，把他的生命建立在那种永远移动和不稳定的根基上。
But build it on the rock. Build it on what does not change.
然后他提醒人们要把他的生命建在坚实的巨石上面，是那个不可摇动的基础。
So Paul says to stand firm in the Lord.
所以保罗提醒我们要在主里边站立的稳。
The next principle Paul gives us is to pursue unity in the church.
那么第二个原则保罗给我们就是在教会里边要追求合一。
Verse 2 and 3 say this, I entreat Yodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life.
在第四章二节到三节讲到，我劝友阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心，我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有哥利勉，并其余和我一同做工的，她们的名字都在生命册上。
There is some division going on in the church here in Philippi, and Paul is going to just head on address it.
所以这个在腓立比教会里边有一个这样的情况，所以保罗直接的切入来谈论这个问题。
Could you imagine being one of these ladies, Iodia and Syntyche?
你可不可以想象你是，假如说你是尤阿迪和寻都基这两个女人之一。
And this is towards the end of Paul's letter, and so often these letters, how they would be read is they would come together, maybe as a church, and then they would just read them.
这一段是在保罗这一篇书信的结尾的部分，经常的是。这个信呢，写的过程是在最后的时候，大家重新再一起来读这个信。
So you can imagine what these ladies like sitting here throughout this whole letter. You know, things are good. Paul's like giving some really good stuff and talking about joy and all these things. And then all of a sudden, he calls out their names in front of everyone.
所以你可以想象当时的情景，这两个女人在会众里边坐着，大家前面保罗讲了很多很多非常鼓励大家的事情。然后忽然间，他们的名字被叫出来。
I thought about just for fun, for example, I'd call out some people. No, I'm just kidding. So I don't know. I don't know of any this year.
想可能我也应该遵循这样，把叫出某一个人的名字来，但我不会这样做。
But Paul is going to address these ladies and to say that, hey, you guys need to agree. You need to stop this bickering that's going on.
所以保罗这边讲到说，你们要彼此同心啊，要不要？继续的有这个纷争。
Division is a big thing for God. And we see in Scripture, we see a lot of teaching on unity.
在这个合一是在这个教导在福音教导里面是非常重要的一个主题。我们看到很多地方都谈到合一的重要性。
And even Paul had already addressed this earlier in chapter 2 when he gave us the example about the humility of Christ and of being of the same mind, specifically of Christ's mind.
在前面第二章讲到要有耶稣的谦卑的心。
We must be so careful to protect our churches from disunity.
我们要真是要非常小心要保护追求教会的合一。
Because division has the ability to hinder the health of a church.
因为纷争会阻止教会的前进。
And also to hinder the influence of the gospel in our community.
也会影响我们在我们的社区传播福音的过程。
When the church is arguing and screaming at each other who are supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ, that's not the greatest testimony for the world around us.
如果我们在教会里边的弟兄姐妹互相的争吵这个对我们的社区不是一个非常好的一个样子。
And we see these ladies, it doesn't seem like it's a big thing, like a doctrinal thing.
我们看这两个女人看上去应该不是一个非常大的事情。
It could be just something small. If we use our imagination, maybe it was like they had different opinions on like color of carpet or children's curriculum or whatever it is. It may have just been something small.
我们大概可以想象一下可能事情真的没有那么严重可能是他们有不同对于教会的可能是地毯的颜色孩子们的教程的安排可能有一些不同的意见
Paul says to stop it to agree
这里保罗提到停止这一些纷争你们要一起的要有合一的 心智
We see that they were good ladies It says that they actually labored side by side with Paul in the gospel. So they worked together. Maybe they were even in some type of leadership role at the church.
所以保罗提到说这两个是非常非常优秀非常好的女人因为她们在福音上和保罗一同劳作可能尤其也可能是这个教会的领袖这也是可能的。
It says that their names were written in the book of life, so they are Christians.
而且写到她们的名字是在生命册上所以她们是基督徒。
And so Paul tells them to agree, but look at who he says to agree in.
所以这里保罗提到让他们互相合一。
He says to agree in the Lord.
这里保罗提到他们要以主耶稣的名义，要在福音上合一。
You know, each of us we're all different, which is a good thing.
我们每个人都不同，这个也是也是一个好事情。
We have different opinions and preferences and goals and dreams.
我们有不同的意见，不同的追求，不同的目标。
But Paul says, what should bind us together. What the commonality we have with each other is the gospel of Christ.
所以这边保罗提到说，在这些不同之中，有一样是把我们连接在一起，这就是主的福音。
So we should put all the other differences aside and come together around the gospel.
我们应把我们的纷争和不同放在一边，在主耶稣里边追求教会的合一。
This is what we have in common. This is our bind.
这是我们合一的追求，这是我们的主教会这个身体的追求。
I think this applies to the church, but even think of our families, think of our marriages.
这个不仅仅是适合于教会，看看我们自己的生命，看我们的婚姻，看我们的家庭。
If you're married to another Christian, then you have a commonality, and that's Jesus Christ.
如果你和一个基督徒是结成了婚姻，那么你们是在耶稣里边是有共同的目标的。
And so Paul says that pursue the unity.
所以保罗提醒我们要追求这个合一。
You see, maybe we sit here and we're like, you know, I don't really have anyone I'm disagreeing with right now.
有的时候有些人说我现在没有和别人有什么不同的意见。
But Paul says that it's all of our job to preserve that unity in God's house.
保罗提醒我们，我们最重要的任务之一就是要追求这个合一。
You see that he actually asked other people in the church to come alongside those ladies and to help them to pursue that unity.
而且这里边他提起让教会的人一起来帮助这两个女人，让他们能够合一。
So we see Paul's principles. Paul gives us is first he says to stand firm in the Lord. Next he says to pursue unity in the church.
所以前面两个这个原则，第一是靠主站立的稳，第二是在教会中要追求合一。
Next Paul says to rejoice in the Lord always.
下面一个原则呢，就是要靠主常常喜乐。
Philippians 4:4 is a familiar verse, I think, to many of us, maybe even have it memorized.
在腓立比书的第四章第四节是一个非常有名的经节，大家可能已经记住。
It says this, okay. It says this, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
As Christians, we should be the most joyful people.
作为基督徒，我们应该是非常喜乐的人，最喜乐的一群人。
Because we understand that our joy doesn't come from our circumstances, but it comes from what God has done in us.
我们知道我们的喜乐不是从我们的环境而来，而是从我们的主而来。
And what He's done for us.
是因为主为我们所做的一切。
You see, He doesn't say to rejoice in all of these bad things, or that you lost your job, or that your family is not getting along.
这个没有说到说你要靠你的环境，你可能靠你的环境、你的经历来喜乐，你可能失掉工作或者是有些其他的困难。这里不是这样讲，而是说提醒我们要靠主喜乐。
Just like the other verses, Paul comes back to the centrality of Jesus Christ. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord."
这里面保罗提醒我们要依主，要靠主常常喜乐。
We can rejoice because we know that God is in control, because God is sovereign.
我们可以喜乐，是因为我们知道神掌权，神是有他的主权。
And that we can trust Him.
我们可以信赖主。
So Paul is saying here, he says to choose joy.
保罗提醒我们要选择喜乐。
Not just sometimes, not just when you feel like it, but he says always.
不是有的时候，不是在你感觉想做的时候，而是常常要一直这样做。
Which is hard because I don't always feel like rejoicing.
像我自己看，我并不是经常会感觉我想要喜乐。
Sometimes I like to be angry, right? Like, do we feel that way? Like, sometimes I like to be annoyed at people.
有的时候我就是想生气，就想发脾气，就想去惹周围的人生气。
Paul says that's not rejoicing. It's rejoice in the Lord always.
这不是保罗提醒我们不是这样子，我们要靠主常常喜乐。
And he emphasizes, be like, just in case you think you're off the hook or you missed it, he said, again, I will say rejoice.
而且保罗一再提醒说，我再提醒你们，我再说你们要喜乐。
Especially as Christians, we need to choose joy.
尤其是作为基督徒，我们要选择去喜乐。
Often we choose to be angry, or we choose to hold a grudge, we choose to be unhappy at times, but he says that we must choose joy.
在我们生命中，我们常常会自己去选择去生气，选择去记恨别人，选择去在生命中受到这种各样的纷扰。
So Paul says, stand firm in the Lord, pursue unity in the church, rejoice in the Lord always. And this next one is actually pretty hard for me. It says, be known for being reasonable.
所以保罗在这个前面这个三个原则里面提醒我们靠主站立得稳，在教会中追求合一，要靠主常常喜乐。那么下一个原则呢，就是说是比较难的一个，就是要因明事理而闻名。
Another way we could translate this is the word reasonable is maybe gentle or gracious.
那么这个明事理合理呢，可能另外一个解说就是温柔亲切。
Look at verse 5 with me. It says, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand.
在第四章五节讲到，要当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
Reasonable is the opposite of contentious or self-serving.
那么这个合理呢，是和那种和别人争斗，和一直为自己的利益而寻求是相反的。
A reasonable or gentle or gracious person is not always seeking to be right, but instead to hear the concerns of others.
一个温柔、亲切、合理的人，并不是一直要证明自己是对的。
I think we live in a culture, right, where there's like a lot of noise and a lot of arguing, and everybody wants to be right, and everyone else is wrong.
我们在这个生活这个大环境上，我们经常会有很多的纷争和一些争吵，我们都想证明自己是对的。
Paul says, as Christians, we should be known as those who are reasonable, those who are gentle.
我们就是保罗提醒我们，作为基督徒，我们应该以温柔、亲切和明事理而闻名。
Those who are willing to hear the concerns and the cares of others.
那么我们会是应该是那群人能够倾听别人的那种心里面的思虑，而是能够关心别人。
Being reasonable or being gentle means that I don't always have to get the last word.
这里边作为明理，作为温柔，也的意思是说，我们不一定是那个最后人给定论的人。
I can be completely transparent with you, I kind of wanted to skip this part because I enjoy getting the last word.
我非常真诚，非常就是说，跟你们讲，我真心想法是非常不想讲这一段，因为我是想那个，最后给那个下定论的人。
Paul says you must be reasonable.
那么保罗提醒我们，你要合理，要温柔亲切。
In our church, in our families, in our marriage, in our jobs.
在我们的教会生活中，在我们的家庭、婚姻和在我们工作上，我们应该是这样的而行。
You know, Paul, what Paul is not saying, he's not saying that if you're being reasonable or gentle, that means you're never standing for anything.
保罗并不是说你要亲切温柔和明事理，就是说你很软弱，不为自己的原则而坚立。
I think we see tendency, especially sometimes maybe as men or all of us, that it's like, well, if I'm reasonable or gentle or let someone else speak, then I'm letting them walk all over me.
这个我们有时候会想说，让作为基督徒，我们要温柔亲切，然后明事理，那我们让大家随便去说，让他们在我们身上踩过去，这不是这个意思。
I don't think that's what Paul is saying, because Scripture does teach that we need to stand firm on truth.
在经文里边，我们的圣经里面教导我们，我们要坚持真理。
And we need to stand firm on what is right.
我们要坚持，我们要站立对真理上面，要坚持是那些对的事。
And there's times as Christians, especially when we look at a culture that is fighting against truth.
我们在这个作为基督徒，我们现在看到很多的一些趋势，甚至说很多人是和真理是在一直相对的。
That we must stand strong for truth and righteousness.
我们一定要是坚立，对真理要坚定的追求，对公义要追求。
We can be firm and stand for truth, but we can also be gentle in how we share truth.
我们对真理，对真理的教导坚立。我们同时呢，作为为人的时候，我们可以是温柔亲切。
So the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 4:15 says to speak the truth in love.
在以弗所书四章十五节，保罗提到要唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
So we can stand for what's right, but we can also speak the truth in love.
我们可以坚持真理，同时呢，以爱心说诚实话。
This is important because the world around us needs the message that we have.
我们这次现在在我们尤其的情况下是非常重要的。这周围的世界其实需要真正的圣经讲的这个原则。
But most people aren't going to listen if we're just another loud voice there, just yelling and screaming.
很多人说我们就是那些纷争的声音的其中的一种，大家都在互相争执。
People need to know what we stand for, not just what we stand against.
我们应该让周围的人知道我们坚持的是什么，而不是说我们反对的是什么。
So it says, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand.
四章五节教导我们，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
I think sometimes we're always ready to pick a fight because we feel like we need to fix everything.
有的时候我们感觉上总是要和周围人起争执，我们有那种心里边，有那种义务，感觉上我们要把这个世界要把它修理好。
Some things may go unfixed. Some things may not go the way that we were hoping.
那么很多的事情并不是可能像我们期待的那样去进行。
We can trust in that the Lord is here and that He will make everything right.
我们坚信神是掌权，神会让一切事情能够最后是对的。
He can take care of it.
神会把这一切都是安排好。
All right, we have a couple more here. I'll try to get through them quickly. The next is Paul says to relieve anxiety through prayer.
在第五下面的一个原则呢，就是通过祈祷来减轻焦虑。
Verses 6 and 7 say this. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
四章六节到七节讲到，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
As we see this word anxious or anxiety, I understand that there are medical conditions that people have.
我们当谈到这些挂虑和那种 这种情况，讲到挂虑和担忧的时候，我们知道有一些可能是由于一些医疗的情况来，就是本身的情况导致的。
And so I'm not speaking into that.
我不是说这里边谈到那一方面的情况。
What Paul's addressing here, though, is these things that we have in our life, these worries, these concerns, this fear that we have.
保罗提到，我们就是说在我们生命中的那些担忧，那些心里边让我们不安的事情。
Where we're just worried about everything. We're always playing the what if game.
我们为一切事情而担忧，总是在想如果这样会那样会怎样。
What is the worst case scenario right here?
那么最糟的事情会是什么样子？
And I've told the youth many times that you know, I'm like a professional worrier. Like if there's anything that I can be worried about, I'm going to worry about it.
我可以跟大家很坦诚的讲，我是就是那个特别喜欢焦虑的人，我会想到最糟的情况，会一直在焦虑。
And so these are our verses here that kind of slap me across the face.
所以这两经节好像是神真是在我脸上想想的打了两个耳光让我清醒。
And I realized that if I was prone to worry before I had kids, now even more so, which I'm sure your parents can relate to.
在有孩子之前我就容易去天天焦虑，那么现在有了孩子之后觉得好像什么事情就更加焦虑。
Because kids do crazy things, right? They're just like, hey, I'm just going to climb really high.And then I know I can't hold myself up or actually go across the monkey bars, which is what Henry's into now. But I'm going to do it anyways.
所以我们知道小孩子经常做一些非常疯狂的事情，他们会爬得很高，会到处乱跑。知道他不管怎样去跟他说，他还是会这样去做。
The problem though is all these worries, all these fears, these anxieties, they steal our joy.
我们要意识到这些的担忧，这些挂虑，把我们生命中那些喜乐偷偷的给抢跑了。
Often they steal us from living the productive lives that God wants us to live.
经常的话，就是因为这些焦虑，会真实让我们没有办法活出神让我们，给我们的那些喜乐和非常有成就的生活。
You can even look at a lot of research that shows that worrying all the time that can affect our physical health.
我们看很多一些研究，医学研究已经讲到很多的挂虑和忧虑会真正的造成我们身体上的一些异样。
So Paul is saying, church there in Philippi, with all that you have going on.
所以提醒这边保罗提醒腓立比教会，不管是这些事情，这种很多各样事情发生。
Say, hey, you church there in Ann Arbor, with all the difficulty, all the chaos in your world.
所以可以是我们说，就对于 Ann Arbor 的我们的教会，可能有很多很多的那种事情都是非常让人担忧。
Says, do not be anxious about anything.
保罗提醒我们，应当一无挂虑。
Anything, not just like something says, do not be anxious about anything.
讲到是一无挂虑，不是说你对这些事情不要担心，对那些事情不要担心，而是说对所有的事情不要担心。
What is the key that Paul gives us? He says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
那么这里边的关键是哪里呢？保罗告诉我们，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
He says, don't worry, just bring it all to God.
保罗教导我们说，你们不要去担忧，而是把你所有的担忧放在神的面前，通过祷告告诉他。
With thanksgiving,
让我们充满感谢祈求的心。
Come before him, thanking him for what he's done over and over again.
来到神的面前，向他真是祷告，感谢他为我们做的事情。
And often we try a lot of things to fix the problems in our life, but for some reason, and I'm speaking from my experience too, that we don't always try prayer.
我们在从我自己的经历边，我可以说我们在生命中是各种各样的方法来解决我们生命中遇到的困难，但是唯一我们不做的事情就是通过祷告。
If you feel there's nothing that you can do about your situation, whether it's a real situation or one you're just worried about, it's because there is nothing you can do.
有的时候你一直在担忧一件事情，可能是一个真实的事情，或者是说你一个担忧的事情，你觉得没有办法可以做，可能真是。在情况上，就是说，你真的是没什么方法可以做。
God says, "Bring it to Him. He is trustworthy."
那么神告诉我们说，把他带到我面前，他是可以信赖的。
He can take care of it.
他可以把这一切事情能够安排好。
He says as much in Matthew chapter 6, the Sermon on the Mount once again.
那么在马太福音里边第六章，登山宝训里边，耶稣也这样教导我们。
We won't turn there, but.Basically says that the same as he takes care of the birds and the flowers and things that are much less value than you, he says.
他讲到他会照顾那些飞鸟和野花， 这些都是比我们生命相比来说都是非常微不足道的事情，他都非常关心去照顾他们。
He says your father will take care of you. Your father will provide for you.
你们的天父都会照顾他们，更何况人这样宝贵呢？
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says something that's actually really convicting.
在马太福音第六章讲到了一些非常对比的事情。
It says when we worry, we're actually living just like what he calls the Gentiles or the pagans, those who don't believe in God.
我们在忧虑的时候，我们就会像那些不信主的人一样，每天为自己的生活忧虑。
It says that, you know, with our mouth, we're saying, you know, I believe God, but in practice, we don't always live like there is a God.
所以给我们指出来说，我们在我们的理想层面上，我们说我们相信神，但在我们生命中，我们活的样式，反反的是在说我们并不相信神。
So Paul says, give your anxiety, give it all to God.
保罗提醒我们是把你们的忧虑和一切都是交给神。
Don't leave prayer to the end, but at the beginning.
不要把这个祷告作为最后的一个办法，而是要作为第一个方法。
Says God cares about you; He's trustworthy.
神爱护你们，关心你们，他是可以信赖的。
First Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your anxieties on Him, for He cares for you."
第六章七章讲到是把你的忧虑全都凡事记得祷告、祈求、感谢，告诉神。
Sometimes we feel like in our life, maybe our homes, or just in the world in general, especially I feel even now, just that everything is like chaotic, it seems, and there's no peace. And Paul says right here that God will give us His peace.
所以在我们现在的情况下，我们看着周遭各种各样的环境，觉得一切都充满混乱，真是心里面没有平安。保罗告诉我们，我们把这一切焦虑交给神，神会赐出人意外的平安。
Says in the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding.
神所赐的平安，所赐出出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守我们的心怀意念。
Will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
保守我们的心怀意念在耶稣基督里面。
Just trust Him. Just come to Him and pray. He said that His peace will guard you.
相信神，把你的忧虑带到他的面前，他的平安会保守你的心怀意念。
It surpasses. It goes beyond our understanding.
这些是平安，是能够完全超出我们所可以想象的。
So, you know, I don't know if that really works.
有的时候人想说，我不知道这个会不会工作，会不会好使。
But can I encourage you though? Before you just write it off, would you try it this week?
我鼓励大家，你们不要是在就是说，再把这个放到最后，试一试，把祷告作为你的第一祈求的方法。
Doesn't necessarily mean that everything will be fixed and you'll be perfect this week.
这不是说你们这一周里就会什么问题都不会发生，一切都会非常的美好。
We're trusting in the one who can actually do something about our problem.
而是我们相信那一位我们可以依靠的，能够为我们带来平安，保守我们的心怀意念。
All right, next was Paul has said to stand firm in the Lord, pursue unity in the church, rejoice in the Lord always. Be known for being reasonable. Relieve anxiety through prayer and think on praiseworthy things.
那么前面我们回顾一下这几个原则，靠主站立的稳，在教会里追求合一，靠主常常喜乐，有因明理而闻名，有温柔喜亲切的心，通过焦虑来减轻忧虑。那么下一点呢，就是思念值得赞美之事。
Says finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
四章八节讲到，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
You know, we must be careful to protect what is influencing our thoughts.
我们要非常小心那些是什么影响我们的思想。
And Paul gives us a guide, a good filter here for how we should be filtering those thoughts.
保罗给我们一个非常好的一个原则，告诉我们怎样去能够把那些不好的东西，能够在我们思念中过滤出去。
It's important to protect what we allow to influence us because what you think will affect what you believe and how you live.
我们这一点非常重要，因为我们思想的东西会影响我们相信的。事情和我们怎样去行，所以保护我们的思维思想是非常重要的一件事。
You've heard the phrase garbage in, garbage out.
你可能听到过以前这样的一个说是垃圾进来，垃圾出去。
So、we must be careful what we allow to influence us. As families, as parents, we must be careful what we allow to influence our children.
所以我们要非常小心那些周围能够影响我们思维和行为的一些意念。也要注意这些东西不要影响到我们的孩子和家庭。
That doesn't mean that we're always hiding them away from the world and just putting them in like the basement and you can't see anything.
这并不是说我们可以和世界隔绝，我们就藏在地下室里边，装作不闻不问不听。
Well, we must be careful even for our children that their thoughts are being influenced by truth.
我们要非常小心对我们的孩子，我们要知道他们的思想要有真理来维护。
So Paul says to think on praiseworthy things.
所以保罗提醒我们要真是要注重在那些思念值得赞美之事。
I don't know about you guys, but for me, I know it's difficult because there's so much noise right now, right?
对我来说，我认为真是非常的难，因为在周围这些噪音太多了。
Man, in an instant, you can get like all this information, all of this noise just pumping into our minds.
如果我们不小心的话，真是在任何一个瞬间，我们都可以受到这些噪音和这些非常不好的念头的攻击。
And I know for me, anyways, I only have to spend like a minute on my phone, and I'm not feeling very peaceful.
我自己从自己的经验来说，我可能只看了我手机一分钟，但是我感觉心里边就没有平安了。
So Paul says to think on praiseworthy things.
所以保罗提醒我们要思想那些值得赞美之事。
What you think affects the way you believe and how you live.
你的思想的事情会影响你的信念，会影响你的生活。
So think on is what's right, what's true, what's lovely. The whole list that Paul gives us here.
要是相信，要思想那些真实、可敬、公义、清洁、可爱、有美名的。
Let's look at this last one.
我们再看最后一个原则。
As Christians, how do we live in this world?
那么，作为基督徒，你怎样在这个世界上生活呢
？Know and obey God's word.
那就是认识并遵守上帝的话。
Maybe it sounds simplistic, but look at verse 9.
这可能听上去很简单，那我们一起来读四章九节。
It says, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
If we want to know how we are to live in this world, it's more than just listening to one message on August 2nd on a Sunday morning.
我们要知道在这世界上去遵行，而不是说就听一篇讲道或听一篇的什么话就可以了。
We need to get into God's word for ourselves.
我们要遵守，真是深深的去学习神的话语。
We need to dig into His truth.
我们要真深挖神告诉我们的真理。
Not just to learn it, we need to obey it. We need to actually do what we have learned.
而且不仅仅是学习，我们要真正的去遵守上帝的话。
In James chapter 1, James says that don't just be hearers of the word, but doers.
在雅各书的第一章，雅各提醒我们，不仅仅是要听到，而是要行道。
We must get into God's word. There's a quote I hear often by a pastor in Tennessee.
这是我们要一直要认识并遵守神的话。下面这是我学习的一篇。
He says this: Get into the word until the word gets into you.
我这一句话呢，就是说，进到这个神的话语里边，直到这个话语进到你的生命中。
Follow His word. Follow God's example. Paul even puts himself as not that he is prideful, but he's showing, hey, as I'm following Christ, follow me.
保罗说 follow 我们提醒我们是 follow 神。那么保罗给我们更具体的一些方法，就是说不用去看那么远，你就看我怎样去做。Follow 就是遵循我所做的。
Look at this assurance, this promise that we have. He says at the end of the verse, and the God of peace will be with you.
看到我们看这些神，保罗告诉我们。这个最后的结果是什么样的一个应许？就是赐平安的神必与你们同在。
Not only do we have the peace of God that we see earlier in the chapter.
不仅仅是说我们有神的平安，就从前面几章看到的。
As Christians, we have the God of peace. We have God.
而作为基督徒，我们有神，神必与我们同在。
It says, read His word, study His word, obey His word.
那么我们要深深的去认识学习神的话语，遵守神的话语。
What's key for every one of these?
那么关键呢？对每一个人来说呢
？Is they really don't stand alone?
他们不是说是这个独立的一个道理。
Every one of these principles points back to the centrality of Christ.
那么这几个我们看到这些原则，他们不是分离的，而是所有这些原则都是指向我们的耶稣基督。
That's really, I think, the key to all this is that God must be the center of our life.
那么这里边提醒我们，就是说神一定是我们生命中的中心。
God must be our guide. He must be our foundation.
神一定是我们的基，是我们的根基，是我们的生命的带领。
His word must filter the way that we live and see things.
他的话语应该成为我们看世界的一个真正的一个滤镜。
I think our challenge for today then is that we make God the center of everything.
有的时候我们在我们生命中的挑战是我们让神成为我们生命的中心。
That we're not just like sprinkling God into our plans.
我们不是说是把那个神在生命中这放这撒一点那撒一点。
That God's plans are our plans.
而是说神的计划就是我们的计划。
That we are focused and built completely on Him.
我们要非常的聚精会神的把我们的计划来建立在神之上。
You know, the world needs the message that we have.
那么世界需要我们需要这个同样我们得到的这个信息。
You know, everyone's looking for an answer.
每个人都在寻求这个答案。
And politics aren't going to fix it. Finances aren't going to fix the world.
各种政治家和各种各样的政客他们是不能把这世界问题解决掉。
We have the answer, and that's Jesus Christ.
我们有这个回答，是我们有神的话语。
So we need to get back to what we were created for.
我们要回到神的话语之中，回到神当时创造我们的目标之中。
We need to make Christ the center of our life so we can go out and we can share His message with the world that's hurting.
我们要把这个耶稣基督做我们生命的中心，我们可以一直出去来宣扬他的话语。
That is the answer for the world's problems, is Jesus.
这是真正能够解决世界问题的唯一的钥匙，那就是耶稣基督。
And we have it, so let's go give it to Him.
我们有这个钥匙，我们来走向世界走出去，向世人分享。
All right, I appreciate your attention this morning. I know I went longer than I had hoped, but I really wanted to get through all of those since I'm only with you every couple months, so.They want to pause it and come back and review. So I appreciate it. Let's have a word of prayer.
感谢大家今天早上能够聚精听我的讲道，可能有点长，但是我真的是几个月不见你们，非常想把这个信息讲完。来一起祷告。
Father, thank you so much for your goodness, Lord.
天父，感谢你，真是你的美善。
God, you are the answer.
你是一切世界问题的终极的答案。
Lord, you're what we need.
你是我们所需要的。
Lord, but I ask you to forgive us, forgive me, Lord, for not making you the center of my life always.
神啊，我们祷告，请你饶恕我们，尤其是饶恕我，没有把你作为生命中的中心。
Lord, forgive me for trying to fix my own messes and create my own life and my own dreams, Lord.
神啊，请你饶恕我，饶恕我，总是要用自己的方法来解决自己的问题，解决我生命中所遇到的挑战。
Lord, I want to trust you. I want us as a church, Lord, to trust you and to live for you and to focus on you alone.
主啊，我愿意相信你。我也是想祷告，求我们的教会来相信你，让我们定睛在你的身上，把你作为生命的中心。
Lord, you're what brings us together, and you are what is going to keep us together.
是你把我们带到一起，也是你一定把我们能够带进合一。
Lord, we ask that you be with the remainder of our time this morning.
感谢你神啊，你与我们同在。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen.
All right. Well, at this time, we'd like to take a moment.